just prior to what we heard in today's gospel, our Lord accused the Jews of being the children of Satan, and they counter with the statement that he's possessed by the devil. And of course, Jesus denies this. He then warns them that they'll be judged for what they have said about him. Today's gospel takes up at this point, if they'll keep his word, they'll have eternal life. Now the Jews misunderstand the remark and think that he means they'll be free from physical death. Is he greater than Abraham and the prophets, all of whom have died? Jesus simply replies that the Father will vindicate him. And yes, he is greater than Abraham, who was but a forerunner of him. And Abraham knew that. The Jews scoff at this. So our Lord becomes even more explicit. He then proclaims his divine name, I am, with all the meaning that it conveys in Hebrew. I am he who causes all that is to come into existence. There's no mistake about it. They clearly understood him. He's saying he is God, and the penalty for blasphemy is death. So they're going to stone him, but our Lord eludes them. As we near the end of this Lenten season, this reminder of just who Jesus is meant to give us renewed hope and confidence. It is God who has redeemed us through his saving acts, which we are about to renew in the liturgical rites of Holy Week. So let us prepare ourselves to enter into this, into these most sacred mysteries this coming week.